Gmail Podcast, Episode 9, Searches. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com, click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Given that Google is the brains behind Gmail, you have to imagine that searching in Gmail is pretty powerful. Like the Google search engine, the Gmail search interface is deceptively simple. Let me help you demystify the search a bit with a quick look at the advanced search features in Gmail. The trick to getting the most out of Gmail search is to use operators. Let's run through some examples, and you'll catch on quickly. Let's say I'm looking for all the mail from Kevin. I enter in the search box at the top of the screen, from:Kevin. Notice that the search will look through labeled messages and find all conversations, including replies, that Kevin is included in. By default, Gmail search will not look in spam or trash. In the same way, you can also look for messages to a specific person by searching for to:, and then their name. Likewise, use subject:, to look for a specific word or phrase in a subject line. You can narrow down the search by including additional operators. If I search for messages from Kevin and get back too many hits, I can add something like subject:time and get all the messages from Kevin that had the word time in the subject. This is known as a logical and, because I'm looking for messages that are from Kevin and have the word time in the subject. You can use a logical or by using the operator between two others. For example, I want the messages from Kevin or George. I would search for from:Kevin, space, capital O, capital R, from:George. Note that or must be in all capital letters to work properly. You can also use a hyphen or a minus sign, much the same way you do with Google search engine, to exclude certain items from your search. If I want to search for all the messages that are not from a given mail list, I can search for something like -to:gmail-users, and I will be given a list of my messages without gmail-users conversations. You can look for a conversation with a particular label by using label:. Although, I'm not sure why you wouldn't just click on the label on the left. Quickly search for all messages that have file attachments with has:attachment. If you know the name of the file attachment you're looking for, use the operator filename:, and the name of the file. Finally, if you want to search for a group of words as a complete phrase, enclose them in double quotes. For example, "meeting time" will find all the messages with meeting time as a phrase. This type of search is not case sensitive, so don't worry about capital or lowercase letters. Here's a handy tip to track where your email address has been going. Next time you need to enter an email address in a web form, use your Gmail address and add the suffix plus site name to your name, sort of like gpodcast+amazon@gmail.com. Please don't use that one, it's mine. This would let me know if my data from Amazon has gone somewhere else. If I start receiving messages like that from PayPal, I know that Amazon has given my email address to PayPal. Shame on them. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link, or go to frapper.com/gmail to let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google, other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You got Gmail.